It's football season week 8, and the Rockets come into this game against Caldwell County needing a victory to, if nothing else, improve their psyche after last week's loss to Ballard Memorial by 1, which relegates the Rockets to 4th place in the district. Not much chance they will be able to improve on that, but still have a lot of pride to play for. It's Caldwell week. This is one of the biggest games of the year for Crittenden County. And unfortunately, this time, the Caldwell County Tigers come in ranked 8th, 8th best in Class 2A with a 6-2 record. And Coach Starnes, this is going to be another tough one.
Yeah, you know, they're all tough for us. And, you know, this is the 8th week of the season. And, you know, we got to get back on track and just play for a lot of pride. I just think that, you know, we owe the fans apology for not playing the way we're capable of playing, and we should have played a little more focused. And, you know, there's a lot of factors and reasons why you can say that, but, you know, it's a matter of pride right now, because basically, you know, if we happen to beat Caldwell, I don't think it changes the standings in the district. I think that they'll still end up first place, and based on the number of wins and the non-district games, and so you have to go through that playoff system there and tiebreaker. So I think we would still end up fourth place, and we go to Owensboro Catholic. So, you know, I think this game is just for a lot of pride. It's, you know, as we told the kids, we're going to get knocked down in our lifetime. We have been knocked down. We get up, and it's just a matter of what you do when you get up. Do you quit, or do you try to dig in? And I know as a coaching staff that you know, we know the task that we have this week. We know how tough it is this week. But we have prepared just as hard this week as we have each and every week that we've been here. So, you know, we still try to prepare to win and make a game plan for us to do that, and we just have to play with a lot of intensity and emotion.
We come into this game with a 3-5 overall record and just 1 win in the district. That was against Reedland. And, you know, honestly, this team is, if you were to stack it up against some of our other teams in the past, it's not a bad football team. We just had a very tough schedule. If we played that same old Class A schedule we did back in the late 90s and early 2000s, this team's probably got 6-7 wins. And their attitude maybe going into these last 2 or 3 more final ball games would be much different at that point.
Yeah, and it's a good point. You know, we have been the victim of reclassification, and moving us up to 2A has really put a damper on it, forcing us to play much bigger schools. We played bigger schools anyway, but we still had our single A schedule that we played for our district. So yeah, and it would be a little bit different. But it is what it is, and we can't change that. We have to understand it, and it's a matter of pride, and we have too much pride, and we put too much in this program just for us not to plan and prepare and work to do the very best that we can. And it's what we've taught from the very beginning, that we teach to fight, and you keep fighting throughout, and you don't ever give up, because, you know, that's the way life is, and it's going to throw you curveballs sometimes, and it's not going to go the way that you want them to all the time. And so your choices are either give up or dig down and try. And so we want to teach in our program that you don't ever give up, that even though the odds are against you and things don't seem like that there's the sun will shine the next day, it's going to. And we just got to keep fighting and keep plugging.
Coach Clark, coming into this football game, you know, your defense has, other than Murray, has given up virtually no points in district games. 7 points against Ballard, you know, which was obviously pretty big points.
Yeah.
But, you know, we shut out Reedland, and then in another 2A team, Union County, not in our district, but in our region, in the first region, 35-6 was the final score there, so we only gave up 6 points. So really, against these other 2A schools, we've done all right. Just our offense hasn't been able to get going. This week, you may have your hands full again, And with Caldwell County, who has probably the best 1-2 punch in the entire district, with the likes of Jalen Boyd, their fleet-footed running back, who has over 1,000 yards rushing through 8 games this season. Their quarterback, Elijah Sindelar, who is a big 6'6 kid and has thrown for 1,700 yards this season, and he's got all kinds of targets. The Martez Civils caught 50 passes already, and Jalen Boyd's caught 20. You know, it's just it's going to be one of those weeks where I'm sure you've had a lot of X's and O's to work on.
Well, it is. You know, and Caldwell County reminds me of the Mayfield teams that we've played in the past, in that they spread the field, you know, 51 yards across. They make you defend them that way because they can throw a quick screen to their X receiver or their Z receiver on either side, you know, or they can, you know, split out and then run a tight end and H receivers right up the middle and split your safeties. So they challenge you vertically and upfield. And but then, you know, they got that Boyd kid they hand the ball off to, mm-hmm. and he is a good running back. He runs hard.
Yeah.
And he's quick. And if he gets an open field, I mean, he's hard to catch and bring down. So they do pose some challenges for any defense. But you know, we're going to continue to prepare our kids. We're going to give Victory a chance. You know, every week, and we've had a good week of defensive practice, and we got kids lined up. We know what they're going to do. They're going to, you know, throw those quick screens out there, and they're going to run verticals. Mm-hmm. They're going to hand the ball off to Boyd, and we have to be ready, you know, to defeat a block and wrap up on our tackles and get to the football and gang tackle and show some enthusiasm, you know, when we make play and just, you know, have a chance to keep it close.
Of course, Boyd is one of the top running backs in all of West Kentucky this year. They run a lot of reverse action stuff with him, don't they, and try to get him on the corners.
They do a lot of things with him. I mean, they're, you know, their offense is very creative. I mean, you know, they do some change of direction with him. They do that little Statue of Liberty. That's what I call it. You know, that's what you call Little League. But they, you know, fake a quick screen and quarterback hands it off, you know, behind him. They always get positive yards for that. You know, they don't really have to do that with him, but they do. He's a good hard running back. Of course, well, you know, what helps him is that, you know, they can also spread the field and throw it. So, yeah. You know, you put an extra defender, you put extra defensive back in there to help on the pass and they hand the ball off to him. So then you put an extra defender, you know, down inside and to help stop the run and they throw it.
And they'll throw it to him quite often.
And then they'll throw it to him out. Yeah, and he catches the ball well. He's tough to cover out of the backfield. But, you know, we've had a good week of practice, and we know what they're going to do. And we put our best on their best, and we'll see what happens.
Speaking of our best, from what I understand, we've got several of our best who are going to be on the sideline. Quarterback Travis Gilbert out this week. Got Stephon very unlikely to play this week. Anybody else, Coach Starn?
Yeah, you know, Ryan McDowell will not play. He hurt his foot Friday night. Lane Wallace will not play. Dakota Stone will not play. So, I mean, we're plagued with injuries. You know, we've got some that weren't at practice yesterday that we have to find out whether or not that, you know, they were injured or sick and see whether or not they'll be able to play. But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a tough task, and we understand that. You know, Coach Barnes does an excellent job with those guys over there. I mean, he has an offense that is just a wide-open offense, and he has the players to go with it. Elijah Sindelar is one of the best quarterbacks, and I think that he has a chance if he focuses on football as his major sport. He has a chance to be one of the best that I think ever come around this area. He's awesome. He's that good. And he's so athletic. He extends plays with his legs and finds open receivers. And, you know, they have Tez Civils that I think is one of the best receivers in the area. And Jalen Boyd, you know, he's one of the hardest running backs that I've seen since they had a kid over there with, I think it was Gray. that was over there, and he was awesome. And he runs hard, and he gets extra. He's got the speed, but when he gets everything he can, then he tries to punish you. You know, and I think they have D. Kane over there he's a young guy that is just an outstanding athlete. He's going to be a good one over there as well if he is now. You know, but they have a line that I think is very dominant as well. Their offensive line does a great job protecting Sindelar, and it's hard to get pressure on them. Because they do such a good job, and then their defensive line, led by Cole Webster, one of the hardest players that I have seen in a long time, is just so hard to block. You know, so I mean they have a good mix, and they play very well. And their defensive line, I think, is very solid. I mean, they also have a couple guys that on the other side of the ball that I think are good players too. So, I mean, it's hard to get an idea of what they're going to do defensively because we've seen spread formations. We watched them against Murray, and they run tight. So, you know, I'm expecting them to, you know, put everybody in the box and challenge our running game. So we're going to have to make sure that we block a whole lot better than we did last week.
Big win for Caldwell last week at Murray. Had to kick a field goal late in the game to win it. And I think Murray turned the ball over some down the stretch, which really changed the complexion. I kind of thought Murray would get him, but they didn't. Now Caldwell moves up ahead of Murray in the poll, the Bluegrass Preps poll, and in the Class 2A, First Region has three of the top 10 teams, and Owensboro Catholic, the top ranked team in Class 2A, and then 8 and 9 are Caldwell and Murray, respectively.
Well, you know, the good thing about that, Chris, is we've seen that number 9 team in Murray. We're going to see the number 8 team in Caldwell, and we're going to see the number 1 team.
Now we get to see the
third week. So, I mean, we get to see the top rank. We get to play against the top ranked teams and see what it's like. And, you know, just have to understand that it's back to the drawing board. We have to do the little things in order for us to win ball games. We have to prepare during the summer. We can't wait. We have to get in shape, and we have to get more kids. So, you know, but the most important thing right now is we have to finish this season and play with a lot of intensity and emotion, because right now it just becomes a matter of pride, and we have to understand that this is a prideful community, and we want to take pride in it. We don't want to let anybody down.
You know, I was talking about it earlier. I remember when I was in college back in the—I hate to date myself—but the early '80s, and. You know, I actually worked for the newspaper down there and covered Murray High football and Callaway back then. And Crittenden County in 1985 went to the state championship. And I remember, reading the Paducah Sun and seeing on Channel 6 and asking somebody, where is Crittenden County? You know, I lived in West Kentucky for 4 years and had no idea where Crittenden County was at. And then football has put Crittenden County on the map. And the Rocket success the last few years has certainly added to that credibility and the conspicuousness of Crittenden County in the state. And, you know, even when you're out anywhere around the state, and it's not like Mayfield, but it's getting it's closer. People recognize it as a football school.
Yeah, and you know, you have to give credit to Pat Gates for that mm-hmm. was the football coach here in 85 when they won a state championship, and then he went to Caldwell and won a state championship there to Caldwell. And, you know, we have to say, too, that we understand that. And you know, once you're part of the family, then you're still part of the family. We think a lot of Pat, and, you know, we our sympathy goes out to him. His mother just passed away, I think, this past week. And so, you know, the thoughts and prayers are with him from Crittenden County.
Best thing about this Caldwell County game this week is that it does create a lot of pride, and it's one of those games. The fans for years said if we can win that game, that one game of the year, it kind of will make your season. It's going to be tough this time. I've got another buddy over in Lyon County who says if you ever want to rob Conrad's, the week that Crittenden plays Caldwell is the time to do it, because everybody's at the ball game.
Yeah, now, but I don't know if that's the case this year, because we're not winning.
It'll be interesting to see this week. This game will be at Princeton, 7 o'clock kickoff for this game. That has changed from time to time. Coach Clark, what's the key to winning this game?
Well, the key to winning the game is keeping it balanced, keeping our defense balanced. We know they're going to throw the long ball. If we can come out and stop Jalen Boyd, you know, early in the game and establish that, you know, we can stop the run, put them in passing situations so we can set our defense to defend the quick screen or the vertical seam, then that's going to put our chances are going to be better if we can dictate that. But if they come out and we cannot, you know, stop the run, then that's going to give the advantage to Caldwell because they're going to be able to run or pass when they want to. So I think coming out and stopping the run right off the bat will be critical for us.
Coach Starnes, you got your backup quarterback in this week, Noah Dickerson. Came in, filled in at the end of the Ballard game. It's going to be tough to call this game, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's very difficult. You know, we had some kids. We've got several that's not playing. You know, it's just going to be a matter of finding what's going to work for us. And, you know, Noah's going to do a good job. I mean, there's nobody that puts any more pressure on him than himself. And, you know, he's a prideful kid and really doesn't want to make mistakes and thinks that he hurts the team when he makes mistakes. But, you know, we're trying to tell him he's young and just like everybody makes mistakes. I made mistakes last week, and I've been in it for 22 to 25 years. So we're all going to make mistakes, and we just have to overcome them. We have to get better and learn from all the mistakes that we make because we're human, and we will make mistakes. So that's going to happen, and it's not whether you make the mistakes. It's what you do after you make the mistakes and learn about it and overcome those mistakes to get better. So Noah's going to do a good job. We've got to try to keep it as simple as we can for him. So we don't force him in situations where he cannot be successful. So it's going to be interesting to see. But, you know, they have a great defense. Their defensive line, I think, can control the line of scrimmage. Linebackers run well, and then they set their secondary to play a very aggressive cover three. But it's a man principle type, and it's hard. It'd be hard for our receivers. So we have our work cut out for us. There's no doubt about it. But again, it's going to be a matter of pride and make a determination whether or not that we're going to do the little things that we can do in order to have success that we can possibly have against Caldwell.
Okay, the Tigers come in with Sindelar and company, and he's got a lot of company. They're 6-2, have won every district game they've played this season. The Rockets come in at 3-5 and just one victory and three tries in district action. So we need to take the big blue wave over to Princeton Friday night. We'll need all the help we can get. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.